So my name is Stefan Alio.
Okay.
I travel a lot, and I would say that one of my examples of music just that happened, I was on a spring break trip about 10 years ago. I was with my brother, and he introduced me to an album. It was new at that time, The Year of Hibernation by Youth Lagoon, and it was just this sort of very different sounding album. I've never heard it before. It was described as more dream pop. The artist uses a lot of reverb to kind of mask his voice, and a lot of the album is it's soundscapey, it's echoey, it kind of takes you back into almost like a dream. Almost. Then thinking back on that, 10 years later, it's still one of my top most played albums today. I can't stop listening to it. So I guess that's when I started with the listening to that style of music, and I kind of got into that a little bit. And now I enjoy sampling different, I have a DJ program, so I sample different parts of a song. It kind of got me into that a little bit too.
So you started this about 10 years ago?
Ten years ago, I would say. Yeah.
And it was a recommendation from a friend, or how did you first stumble on the CD or the recording?
My brother introduced me to it. I was on a spring break trip with him, and he listens to a bunch of different indie artists and different styles of music. So when he introduced me to that, it was kind of like my oh wow, you know, moment.
Yeah.
Of wow, this is really different. This is a different style, but I could really get into it too, as well.
Did you? So you were relatively young at the time. Did you experiment with sampling or creating music before that moment? Or?
No, that kind of came after I listened to that album, because I really couldn't find any other albums that was almost like heavy on the synths, heavy on the reverb, heavy on the echo. So I thought, well, I have a DJ program, and there's a lot of popular pop songs out there. Why don't I just take a couple samples from the chorus or something, add a bunch of reverb, loop it, reverb it, and see what I can make out of it. So I ended up doing that for the past couple years now, and now I have a couple dozen custom songs on my iPhone here that I reverb and have kind of a playlist for.
How does the you were describing? I noticed when you first started talking about the album, you were describing that there was nothing else that sort of had this, and you were describing it in spatial sense. You mentioned reverb, a spatial sense. How does it make you feel, or how does it situate you in the sound?
It just immerses you. It makes you feel as though you're in a dream. You know, I listened to it, you know, while I was on a trip or something. I was in a different location, but you know, just some albums, some music, it takes you to a whole nother dimension almost, you know, you would say. You kind of get totally immersed in it and forget about what's happening, you know, outside, especially because it sounds so different. It's spatial, it's hollow, it's a completely different feeling.
So is there a different experience now that you've listened to, that you've thought about, that you've taken pieces of the album and made art with it, your own art? Do you have a different relationship or experience of the music today than you did then? Or does the music still take you back to those original dreamy moments?
No, I would say it still takes me back to those dreamy moments.
Okay.
I enjoy going back and, you know, listening the things I've done before, especially anything that evokes, you know, good memories or trips I've had in the past.
Yeah.
Before.
Thank you very much for sharing the story with us. And Stefan Alio. Yes.